This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A fundraiser coming up for the Altona Oneida Watauga Ambulance Service we want to tell you about. And Pat Henenfent is here in studio with the ambulance service to get us going on it. Pat, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about the fundraiser and specific in general for the ambulance service, what kind of financial need is there? I guess you can probably theoretically take all the help you can get. Right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are tax funded from county taxes, but a lot of the equipment that we want that is maybe above and beyond what is required are things that we have to find a way to buy ourselves. And there's some items that we're looking at right now that we would really like to have on our rigs that we just don't have the funds for. So we decided to start doing some fundraising to get that account to where we can purchase those.
What kind of things are you looking for?
One of them is called a 12-lead monitor. It's a heart monitor that we can put on and actually send the strip to the hospital before we ever leave the person's house.
That's amazing.
And that way they can see what's going on, you know, as soon as possible. Otherwise, you know, they wait till we get them to the hospital and then do that. So that's something that we'd really like to have on our rigs.
One of those things that time is really of the essence, and really in all your calls, let alone some of the most serious ones, right?
That's exactly right. The faster we can get there and the faster we can get them to help, the better off we are. And even if we're meeting, a lot of times if it's a serious heart problem, we have paramedics coming from GHOS. But at the same time, we can have that monitor on, and they can know a lot more information when they show up on scene. And it makes it better for the people in our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine that, you know, you probably, on the one hand, you like to keep busy, but on the other hand, you maybe in your situation maybe don't so much. But how busy is the O&W service these days?
We run somewhere around 140 or 150 calls a year.
Wow. Okay.
So we are fairly busy. We have stretches where we go for 2 or 3 days without a call, and then we've had days that we've had 6 calls in one day. So
wow.
We just never know what's going to happen.
What's the largest need in terms of calls?
Just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Everything from some people who maybe really don't need an ambulance, but they don't have a way to the hospital,
yeah,
up to, you know, full cardiac arrest. We've done it all. Bad accidents, whatever the need is, we're able to take care of it.
We've been talking today about a proposal here in Galesburg that the fire chief would like to see maybe some sort of a fee tacked on to some of those like invalid assist calls that maybe happen at some places or just with some people more than others. Is that a lot of what you do too? Or
oh yeah, we have, you know.
I imagine it's one of those things you can't really say no to somebody when they call you.
If we get a call, we're going to go.
Yeah.
And we have certain people we know when we get a call, they've probably had a fall, they've had something and just need help getting back up.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. You know, we'll come. The way we work, we are tax funded. We also bill if we transport.
Okay.
So if we just go and assist them back in their chair or have a refusal, then there's no charge to anyone.
Okay. So let's talk about the fundraiser coming up here. I've seen a couple of these come up in the area in recent months. This is a kind of perhaps a unique one to you, though.
It is kind of different. We started it last year having a trap shoot, and some people say that's not good, but it is a lot of fun if you've never done it. It's fun to come out and shoot some clay birds. And the biggest thing is the camaraderie we have with all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Sit around and visiting and talking to people. It's very safe the way we have it set up. There's just no danger of anything bad happening. I mean, I'm sure it could, but we do everything we can to prevent that.
Unfortunately, there's an EMT or two on site, right?
There will be an EMT or two and an ambulance on site.
What are the odds?
Very, very, very low that we would ever need either one of them.
But, yeah, there you go.
You know, at the same time, you know, you never know when somebody's going to have a heart attack or whatever. We cover parts of 7 townships.
Wow.
We got a huge area that we cover.
Absolutely.
It's about 150 or 115 square miles, somewhere in there. So, you know, when you're covering that big area, we need equipment. We need, you know, things that will make our job a little bit easier and make it better for the public.
So this trap shoot is coming up in what, less than 2 weeks from now, right?
Yes, it's on Sunday, August 13th. We did it kind of different. We know a lot of people like to go to church, and we have nothing against that. In fact, I'll go that morning.
There you go.
So we have registration from 12 until 2, But we're actually going to start the event at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So if you come early and get registered, you'll get to shoot early from noon until 1. If you want to practice, we actually have – you can get practice rounds and go out and do a little practicing before the event starts.
Okay.
We will have lunch on the ground. Hen House Barbecue is going to be set up. So we'll have pulled pork sandwiches.
Wonder how you got them to show up.
Well, it's interesting because Phil and Joanna, who own that, and my son and daughter-in-law, are both EMTs on our ambulance service.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, they're going to come out and have some pulled pork nachos and hot dogs. And so if you don't like to shoot and you want to see what it's about, just come out and have lunch.
If you do want to shoot, though, you can shoot by yourself or you're looking at teams, right?
Yeah, we have teams of four. If you have a team, bring them out. If you don't have a team, come on out and we'll make a team.
There you go. And what are the costs here?
The practice rounds are $5 for each time you get your practice rounds. And then the event itself is $20 a person. So it's $80 a team. All that money goes into our fund to help us, you know, buy the equipment we need.
How much did you raise last year with this?
I think we're a little over $1,000.
That's great.
So, yeah. Yep, for a first-time event, we were very happy with that. And we've been fortunate. We get such great support from our community.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, whenever there's an issue or a problem, they're behind us 100%. And, you know, that's the hardest thing about being an EMT in our community is you know everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go in their house and they're having a serious problem, you know, you feel so bad because you know the people involved, and that does make it tough.
But I imagine, though, when you help them, though, and I imagine they're pretty appreciative, that probably makes up for it, though, right?
There's hardly a day go by if I'm in Galesburg running errands or something that I don't see somebody that says thank you for what we did.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting to know that, you know, people do care.
Yeah, absolutely. The trap shoot is where?
It's going to be it's at a gentleman's house north of Galesburg. I think everybody knows where the Cozy Inn is.
Yeah.
And if you go north of the Cozy, there'll be a big sign that says trap shoot, turn left, and it's down about half, three quarters of a mile.
Absolutely.
Right on that road. So it is a lot of fun. Again, if you don't want to shoot, just come out and watch. We may even have a Wii set up with a duck hunt game inside for those that don't
fantastic.
Want to shoot a real gun.
Now that's more my speed.
So we will have a contest to see who gets the best score on that.
There you go. All right. If anybody wants more information on the AO&W Ambulance Service Trap Shoot Fundraiser, where can they call?
If they want to call 371-8065, that's our director, Sally Keener. I think that's actually the guy that's in charge, Tyler Brown. He can answer all your questions about the trap shoot or contact any one of the AO&W people. We're all pretty much up to speed on what we're doing, and we'd sure like to see a nice crowd come out.
Absolutely. Again, 371-8065. We'll also have this on the community events page on WGIL.com, and that should have a little map with it that might help you out as well if you need directions getting to the Altona Oneida Watauga Ambulance Service Trap Shoot Fundraiser again next Sunday, August 13th. And go to WGIL.com for more. Pat Hennenfent with the Ambulance Service, thanks so much. Best of luck, and hopefully you raise a heck of a lot of money coming up.
Thank you, Will. And I just want you to know we appreciate you being back in Galesburg.
I should send you money just for that alone. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you,
Pat. Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.